At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please turn everyone on? Profile This is play.
Sure, Kay and Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. You gentlemen are competing against one another today. And as always, you have your choice of one of three stories. Today we have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Spill?
A truck hauling a dump trailer spilled its product in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. The truck was taking a load from an industrial plant to a mulch facility. Now, according to Lancaster City Bureau of Fire, the truck spilled cargo in two different locations. The first spill happened along Route 30, the exit ramp in East Lancaster. The second largest spill happened at an intersection a few miles away. Now, roads had to be closed for hours as the cleanup took place. And according to crews at the scene, recent storms led to rain collecting in the open dump trailer, causing the cargo to float, which is why it spilled out. The cargo then sloshed off the trailer and onto the road as the truck was making a turn at a traffic light. Now, crews said the storms expected later on that same day could be a concern, and they were actively monitoring weather conditions. The question is, what spilled out of the truck as a result of all the rain washing it out? Was it dead fish? Was it rotten eggs? Was it cow manure or was it animal bones? So dead fish, rotten eggs, cow manure, or animal bones?
Oh. I'm feeling dead fish on this one.
Dead fish.
Dead fish.
One fish, two fish. Red fish, dead fish.
I'm going to go manure.
Manure.
I guess my question is, I feel like eggs sink. So the water raining on top of this dump truck, there's too much stupid stuff happening in here right now.
I'm sorry. All right. Just give me the animal bones.
Animal bones.
All right.
What spilled all over the roadway there? Dead fish, rotten eggs, cow manure, or animal bones? We'll find out next.
Was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories license to spill on Profile This. We got a truck that spilled its load in PA not once, but twice. And it got messy. Question is, what was the load? Dead fish, rotten eggs, cow manure, or animal bones?
All right, let us start with V. Ted Smith.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, you want the animal bones. Usually, through some strange logic, you get these things right, not animal bones. Miles, you went with cow manure. Mike Hawk, that leaves you with dead fish.
Come on!
No.
It's rotten eggs.
What?
It's rotten eggs. That's why they were taking them.
Wait, why? Like, I mean, they went bad in the grocery store?
I don't know what the deal is, but they took them from an industrial plant. Ew. So, and then taken to a mulch facility. I don't know, but I guess they were just in the trailer, all of the rain. So it's not that the guy did anything negligent. They're like, every time he took a corner, it would just slosh over the side.
Oh, my
right?
God.
That's why it happened twice. So the guy's not in any trouble. He had no idea.
He's like, that's on the weight shifted.
Yeah, you make a sharp left turn. Next thing you know, rotten eggs go over the side. You make another turn.
Dude. That's gross. That's going to reek for days.
Well, it's the thing. And it was downpouring when it happened. So they're like, trying to clean this up has been awful because the eggs are just moving everywhere.
Well, Pennsylvania's bad enough.
Now, in Lancaster, we've been there. You think anyone even noticed? What's your air freshener?
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah!
All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers. You got the Jimmys.
Tom Kimmel.
Writers. Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. Tyler's guest, that seems the talents of writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
After a woman was caught trying to sneak a turtle in her breast area, the TSA has asked people to stop hiding animals in weird places, thus suggesting there's a normal place to hide a weird animal.
Fowler. Ted Smith.
Smith. Now, that headline was kind of crazy.
In your rectum, Ted.
Yeah, it's like, but that would be a weird spot.
So, no, that's the smuggle purse.
I think they just want you to hide it underneath your shirt.
Did you just say smuggle purse?
Yeah, smuggle purse. And there were people that didn't go to the airport.
I'll put it right top of my head.
Pound of bologna, weed, I mean, look, money. It's put it in your rectum.
Turtle under the hat, man.
Turtle hat.
Yeah.
Disney Plus has announced a partnership with a pool sharing app, Swimply, to offer a dive-in movie experience in Los Angeles where guests can swim while they watch films, and you won't even have to miss anything when you have to pee.
Foul.
Meyers.
Disney Plus has announced a new partnership with the pool sharing platform Swimply to offer a dive-in movie theater experience in Los Angeles where guests can swim while they watch films, and you won't even have to miss anything when you need to pee.
Miller Lite is celebrating its 50th anniversary by offering 50,000 free beers at bars across the country. People are running up to the bar like, can I get a Budweiser? Oh, it has to be. I get it now. 50,000 Miller Lights, which is about the number you need to feel anything.
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
That's Fallon.
He's a drinker. Miller Lite is celebrating its 50th anniversary by offering 50,000 free beers at bars across the country.
Oh.
People are running up to the bar like, can I get a Budweiser?
Oh, it has to be.
I get it now. Yeah, 50,000 Miller Lights, which is about the number you need to feel anything.
I didn't write it. The great-grandson of Italian fascist dictator Benito Mussolini is a soccer player and says his name bothers other people more than himself. Same, said his teammate Joey Hitler Crosby.
Damn it. Myers.
Yeah. That's Seth Meyers.
The great-grandson of fascist dictator Benito Mussolini has joined a soccer team in Italy and said this week that his last name, quote, bothers other people more than me. Same, said his teammate, Joey Hitler Cosby.
I know. It's like, well, your last name is
Mussolini. Yeah.
Oh, we changed at the end. Like, too late, Italy?
I know.
I also say joking around about domestic beers. Everybody get the term domestic beers? I don't know. I was at shows all weekend. Like, one line, ladies, like, I was like, hey, just any light domestic beer. Well, we don't have Bud Light. Like, okay.
Any ultra-light domestic beer.
I don't care.
Like, I'm like, I want to be like, the line is massive.
That goes
just
all
grab two Rainier, beers and sell them to me.
Anything. Right. Pabst, you know.
A light domestic beer, any
that's
of
it. All right.
We don't have this.
Could be Budweiser.
I didn't ask for that. I said any. So the ones you do have.
It's not an IPA. It's not an IPA. It's not a pale ale. Just give me a damn beer.
Any, you know, American burger that you got. Well, we don't have the Big Mac.
Like, okay. Well, okay. What
to me a couple times. Like, look, I'm trying to speed up the process.
I'm going to start doing it. I'm probably getting restaurants again. I'm thinking about a Whopper. Well, we don't have Big Macs. Well, I'm a Burger King. We don't have McNuggets. Yeah. Okay, man.
Okay.
Can I get the chicken tenders? Sure.
Mike's been with me before. I did it at lunch one day. I just said, any light domestic macro brew will work. And they were just like, what?
Why?
It's like a Coors Light, Miller Light.
Yeah. What do you have in a bottle that doesn't cost a lot?
Yeah, that's right.
So Chris Stapleton, we all know him. Chris Stapleton seems to be the country artist that mixes into everything. I always go back to he was at the Motown anniversary at the Grammys.
It's got that voice, man.
Yeah.
If you needed a toe and he showed up, you wouldn't even know it was him.
I know.
You'd be like, oh, dude, thanks for coming and get me, man.
Thanks, man.
He's got a great new song in the new F1 movie. That's like one of the opening scenes, which I loved. Well, now he just appeared on Sesame Street, and he's got a new song about friendship and music, and he got some of the Muppets singing with him.
Music is the sound of your friends gathering round, and the smiles and the frowns on their faces. Music helps you feel The land's true and real, and they're felt by people in different places. So if you're little, if you're grown, know you'll never be alone. Someone somewhere knows what you're going through.
Just remember you're sad, you're the best day you ever had. Whatever you do, you've got a friend in music.
I mean, I kind of like it. It sounds better with the Muppets.
It sounds like Willie Nelson to me. But Kermit sounds like your drunk buddy that unexpectedly joined you on stage karaoke.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Chris is like, oh, dude, I nailed the song. I'm going to go sing it. And Kermit's like, oh, let me help you out, buddy.
He needs help.
<You're right.
laughs> I have seen that movie before.
Oh, yeah.
I had a buddy that was it was after a show and we were all camping and one of our good buddies who was doing, he was doing original acoustics.
Okay. Oh, no.
And this my
drunk, did you ask for that?
We did, but my drunk buddy kept like harmonizing. And I'm like, there's no way you know the lyrics to this.
It's an original song he's never played.
Like, I wrote this a week ago.
Thanks for your help, buddy.
All right. But he kept trying to harmonize in there. I was like,
I got this.
That's exactly what you're saying. Kind of like Kermit. Hang on.
Yeah, let me help you out, Chris.
That did sound very Sesame Street, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Correct.
That worked. That fit.
What is Sesame Street on now?
Ooh.
Did HBO take it or something?
I think they did.
The big Sesame Street shakeup, as it were, a couple of months ago. But like, they're not. I don't think they're on PBS anymore.
No, and they're not on Netflix.
And like, I do not watch Sesame Street, but I'm a Sesame Street apologist.
Right?
I
will defend that. Netflix and PBS.
It is Netflix.
Huh, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Later this year, it'll be Netflix and PBS. Okay. My bad. So I don't know where they're on now, Steve.
I have no idea.
Right, that I always get confused with Sesame Street and the Muppets.
What do you mean? So the Muppets...
But the Muppets show up on Sesame Street sometimes.
Correct. Well, no, I think it's more... Sesame Street was the originator, right? And then Kermit the Frog kind of went off. And the next time we saw him in our childhood, he was hosting the Muppets. But the Muppets were not quite late night, like 7:30, yeah. 7 o'clock, whatever.
Like,
but
like
I want to say they were network.
Yeah, Bert and Ernie don't go on the Muppets.
Right, that's what I mean. There's no... You know, I think Bird, Kermit's no the only Muppets. Crossover. Right, Elmo's like never Bird, been on the Muppets.
Elmo doesn't...
Muppets? No, man.
No?
No, he's not called up to primetime, brother. He is daytime kid. I don't think, other than Kermit the Frog.
And Miss Piggy.
But Miss Piggy was never on Sesame Street.
Huh.
Yeah, she's 100%. That's what I'm saying. I think Kermit is the big dog there. Big Frog. He's the only one that crosses.
Big Frog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, Big Bird's never been on the Muppets. None of those guys.
All right.
Contract, you know.
Mm-hmm. let's see. Pee Wee Herman's bike from his big adventure. Well, it's at the Alamo.
That makes sense.
Yes,
Animal
it does.
Bike.
The original red bike for Pee-wee's Big Adventure was acquired by the Alamo in celebration of the movie's 40th anniversary.
Did he go to the Alamo?
Yeah, that was part of the movie, right? It was just kind of this big scene. So the Alamo, they decided to purchase the bike because, I mean, people like my son, suddenly he'd be interested in the Alamo. Because of Pee-wee Herman, not because of the Alamo. Sure. Although, when my kid, he loved Pee-wee Herman like 5-6 years ago. He'd watch it over and over and over. And finally, he's like, Dad, like, what's up, man? Like, is Pee-wee Herman an adult or a child? And I said, I honestly do not know.
He's
just Pee-wee Herman, man.
Hamburger.
No.
You can find him in the movie theater.
Hamburger. Well, it'll be permanently displayed in the Future Visitor Center Museum, which opens in the fall of 2027. If you don't want to wait that long, there'll be a limited time showing. It's at some other place in San Antonio this year.
I'd rather see where Ozzy peed. Seriously.
Where he peed?
I know it's gone. But I mean, I wanted to go, just show me that. That's all I want to know.
Yeah. Well, the Alamo has said, hey, don't worry. The bike will be stored in safekeeping, maybe in the basement.
In the basement?
I think that's a callback to the movie or something. Or
maybe. I don't remember it all. I just know he was at the Alamo. I remember the bike vividly. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I liked Pee Wee Herman, but he was so strange. I just never really got a ton into it.
It was
but there
very
was other
strange.
Kids I knew. That was, like, their thing. Like, you had to watch Pee Wee's Playhouse and be like, all right. I was always kind of more like, God, can we throw a G.I. Joe on or Garfield and Friends? Garfield and Friends was a big one for me on Saturday morning.
Hell yeah,
but,
man.
You know how kids are. So everybody has their separate thing. But, like, the Pee Wee people, they were all in on Pee Wee.
Are they, like, the future of Primus fans?
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, nothing against Primus, nothing against Pee-wee, but it's you're real locked into this slightly unusual thing.
Yeah.
And you always feel the need to explain to other people what we're missing if we don't love it.
Correct, because Primus people always have to explain to you why it's the greatest band ever, and you don't understand.
But just a note to anyone, and it doesn't matter what band you like or what genre. If you have to explain to people why it's great, it's not great.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all. Like, you don't have to explain why LeBron James is great. You know right. why. The stats speak for themselves. It is a, like, you can like them.
I'm happy that you enjoy them.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you have to explain it, it's not great.
Nah.
And I don't even mind the band. Like, there's some songs I really like. Sure. I just have some friends. Like, that's part of their world. They want to talk about it a lot.
Damn.
Especially at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Maybe go to bed.
This season on The Voice, doesn't show up till next February. All the coaches, though, Adam Levine, John Legend, and Kelly Clarkson, they're all past winners.
Hmm. On The Voice?
Like, their teams have won.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha, okay.
Because I was like, Kelly, she was American Idol. All right. Yeah.
Right.
She was
American. Get the whole Adam Levine thing.
What do you mean?
I just.
People like him. He sings well. I mean, what is there to get or not get?
I know. I just don't get it.
Like, I thought you were a big Maroon 5.
I do
5
like
guy.
Maroon 5. I just think.
But
like,
what don't you get? People like him.
Well, no, he doesn't have a lot of personality. He's just kind of there.
It's not about his personality. It's about his singing.
I know. Right. I know that.
I feel like you've turned on him.
Man gets all the way up there. He's what, an alto?
I know.
I don't know.
Like, shoot, you don't see that a whole lot in rock, man.
Are they rock? Is it Maroon 5?
I think he kind of represents
album,
the rock.
I would kind of say rock.
Yeah.
And after that,
they were on in the 7-Eleven this morning. They had one. It wasn't a bad song.
Right.
They're rock like Taylor Swift is country.
Okay, that's correct. Fair. That's fair.
Let's see. They're going to call this season the Battle of the Champions.
Because all the coaches there have had a contestant that has won.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. Like, some of the people that have been coaches on that show have done it multiple years, and their person has never won.
Sure.
So this is like, all right, all these coaches actually know what they're, in theory, doing.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's got to be brutal.
Yeah.
I've been there for 7 seasons. I don't have a winner.
I mean, for a minute there, it was almost comical.
Do they get assigned, or do they pick the guys?
On The Voice, they pick them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
They do the blind auditions where the chairs are facing away from the people that are singing.
Okay.
They go out there and they give it their all. And if they've impressed one of the coaches or several of the coaches, then they hit the button that turns their chair around.
Right.
And then if it's just one person, then they get partnered with that coach. If it's two, then the singer gets to choose which coach they're going with.
That's the fun part, right?
Yeah, it's basically
deciding
a draft.
Who you want.
Yeah. Well, because then it goes on the singer. But at this point, the singer is pretty new to the show. And then it's like...
Yeah, it's like it's their first time ever singing in front of anyone, and everyone there is like a multi-Grammy. Would you like John Legend or Kelly Clarkson?
Right.
You can like who you like more, but as far as coaching, I was like, pick them, dude.
Well, and then...
But that's the funny thing, too, is that the coaches get it, but it's just right. like, oh, I guess my Grammy wins aren't enough.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
don't pick me, huh?
And you can kind of know where people are going to go because it depends... The song that they sing up there, the style that they sing it in, is like, okay, well, this guy leans more country, so he's going to go to this guy. Well, this guy, you know, is more pop star style, so they're going to go with this coach.
And, Have you ever seen someone go out there sing one of the coach's songs, but that coach does not turn around in their chair?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like that has
definitely
happened.
That's brutal.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially if one of the other coaches
flips it.
Yeah. Like, jets in there. Then it's like, oh, man, that's a weird one. Steve Burns, you know him as the original host of Blue's Clues. He's launching a podcast this fall for all the adults that grew up watching him.
I'm not shocked.
What is he going to talk about, though?
It's called Alive. Episodes will be released on a weekly basis. Focus on what it means to stay human in a complicated world.
Okay. Now, I'm just wondering if he's going to go down the Blues Clues well, where I'm like, that would just seem limited, you know, to a degree.
Well, I think he's more just kind of checking in with...
like the Mr. Rogers thing.
Sort of like that, yeah. I remember, like, especially during the pandemic and we were starting to come out of that, he started releasing those videos and, like... Everybody that grew up watching Blue's Clues and watching Steve was like, I feel better now. Thank you for being
like,
here.
He's like the Elmo.
He comes on,
he makes people happy.
He does. And he brings a comfort that people didn't realize they needed.
So right. I think he had went through a tough period, too, when he was done with the show.
Absolutely.
You know, you get down and depressed. So he's like, look, I've been going through it, too. Let's talk about it. And I look, at this point, everybody's got a podcast. If it helps, it's a Blue's Clue guy can get you through. Yeah. Listen to his podcast.
Whatever craziest damn thing. That show got that man laid, too. Oh. That worked.
Hey,
there were so many people.
Hey, across that bridge.
There were so many women that were like, hey, Steve, what are you doing later? And hell yeah. They got,
do you think that's really stepping on your friend if you're like, you're not going to believe this? You did what?
Yes.
Why?
That was a flex.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it helped. And I'm sure some girl okay, when we graduated college. I slept with the guy from Blue's Clues.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. There you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Turns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. At the Pittsburgh airport, another passenger and another loaded gun in a carry-on bag. Meanwhile, for the fourth time in a month, a roller coaster at Cedar Point hits a snag. To Anchorage, where deputies find 50 pounds of dynamite in a school bus. Mm-hmm. Canadian authorities finding meth in your car, that'll create a fuss. And a man carrying his gardening tools is arrested by police. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to the UK, where things aren't always what they seem. Local authorities spotted a man walking home while they were out on patrol and couldn't help but notice something on his hip. Some form of bladed weapon. They tailed the man back to his home, where they immediately began shouting orders to drop the knife before placing him under arrest, quickly putting him in the back of their van for processing. Drop the knife!
Drop the knife!
They did. They went right up. Drop the knife!
Drop the knife, dude.
Aye, governor. But there's a little bit of an issue with their capture. The man is actually a gardener headed back home from his allotment where he maintained a vegetable garden using a Nawaki Hori Hori gardening trowel and a Japanese gardening sickle. The authorities say that he admitted to the crimes that he was under the suspicion of and was issued a conditional caution, which included advice and guidance on the local laws concerning knives in public places. The man is looking for legal representation to have the caution removed, as he believes having a record could pose an issue for him in the future.
That is insane.
Which, if you look at this thing, especially the Hori Hori trowel thing, you know, when you think of a gardening trowel, you think it's like a little mini shovel, right?
Sure.
So this thing, it actually has the hilt of what looks like a giant steak knife.
Okay.
And there's no, like, pole that comes out of it. It is just straight up blade.
I mean, look, I completely understand where the police are coming from when you see this guy. But once he explains what it is and he can prove, like, dude, I tend a vegetable garden. You know, you just kind of go, you know, our bad, our bad.
You look at this guy here, like, it looks like he's wearing a knife, especially when it's got that.
He also looks like he could be in Green Day.
He does, dude.
In a weird way.
He looks like Billy Joe, doesn't he? Yeah. So, yeah, he's trying to get some representation to get that knocked off of his record there. In other news, to Anchorage, Alaska, where you never know what you're going to find on your property. A man called his local authorities after he happened upon something on his land. An abandoned school bus. Side note, awesome. I want to find an abandoned school bus.
I mean, a school bus in Alaska makes me think of one thing.
What?
That guy who died up there.
Oh, yeah, he died in a school bus, didn't he?
Yes, yes. Yes. So I'm saying, well, he didn't die in the school bus, but he lived in the thing.
Didn't he?
Into the Wild?
Yeah, that was it.
John Krakauer.
Where he, like, ate the berries or whatnot that he couldn't eat or drink enough or something like that.
It was, just couldn't get over the river because it was too high.
Yeah. It was wild, man. Anyway, what's more is that he went into the bus to have a look inside and found 50 pounds of dynamite. Just several sticks of dynamite in a box in there.
Wow.
Authorities arrived and determined that it was an unsafe area to hold a controlled explosion of the dynamite due to its proximity to the highway, and instead spent 7 hours carefully removing and relocating the explosives to a safe site to have a controlled burn and destroy the dynamite.
Do you have a controlled burn of dynamite?
So what they did, because I thought the same thing. Right, how do you have a controlled
burn?
So what they do is they douse it in some sort of a liquid that apparently helps cushion the explosion. It helps slow the you know, the whole thing about the dynamite is that all that gunpowder lights all at once, which creates the explosion. This slows that down. They saturate it in this liquid, in this gel, whatever it is.
Huh.
And they can actually just then burn the dynamite as opposed to having it explode. I know.
That's why that's not my job.
It's the craziest damn thing. Authorities say that the man complied with authorities completely because there was dynamite on his property, and urge anybody that finds explosives on their property, especially when they have no knowledge of how it got there, to call the authorities before they do anything with it. And they said
that's wild.
They said it happens more often than you think. You know, you take over dad's property, whatever it is. You know, they pass on, and then you're going to clean out their shed, and then you go out there like, why do they have explosives out here?
Would you be, on a level of 1 to 10, how stunned would you be? You take over your dad's property, and he has 50 pounds of dynamite. Like, with my father, I'd be like, what in the F? Other people's parents I've known, I'd be like, well, yeah, sure. That kind of makes sense.
He blows stuff up.
Right, he's my, that guy.
My dad, I'd be really shocked.
All right.
My grandfather, his dad, I would not be surprised.
That's what I mean.
How do you think I built that ditch?
Right.
That's right.
You think I dug it?
Just threw sticks in there.
I want an underground pool.
Hey. Money.
any pipe that he blows up on there. He just patched up. It's fine. Up to Alberta, Canada, where a man is has an issue with a rental company. He's a customer of Turo. I don't know if you guys have heard of that one.
The car rental?
Yeah. It is a peer-to-peer car sharing app that they say works like an Airbnb, but for cars. He had rented a car to go across the border into the U.S., which he was able to do without an issue, but coming back, he ran into some trouble. As they will do from time to time, border agents on the way back into Canada asked to search the vehicle upon his return, which he obliged because it's a rental. I got nothing to hide in there. He tells the media, quote, long story short, they found fentanyl on the steering wheel and in the back seat. This, of course, led to a full search of the vehicle and the man's belongings, leaving him feeling like a drug mule through no fault of his own. He's now looking for some accountability from Turo, who says that they are unable to physically inspect the cars after each use, thereby putting the onus on the renter to make sure that they are legal and compliant at the time of the rental. He was offered a refund of his car for the trouble, but is refusing it, saying that he wants change instead. He wants accountability. He wants them to change their policies up. It's like,
I mean, it's tough. Look, I get why he's angry. I'd be pissed, too. But I also get Turo's side of things. Like, look, man, it's peer-to-peer.
Right.
You know, that's about as third-party as things get, right? You can go to a store, ask for them to do something in your home, and if something goes wrong, they're like, our hands are clean because it's third-party.
Exactly.
This reeks of third-party. It's like fifth-party.
Right. The best that they can probably do is track down who had that thing last or a list of people, and maybe we can get them, you know.
Maybe.
Maybe we can get them arrested. But, yeah, maybe. But
Charles also, we don't care.
Right. It's not our problem. Right. I'm sorry that you were delayed. You didn't do the drugs. You didn't carry the drugs. At the end of the day, you're going to just go ahead and you're going to be fine. Sorry, yeah. I delayed you. Here's a refund.
I want change.
Well, here's your refund.
Yeah.
And just in case those stories with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
A woman in Florida is the one to thank for giving a pup a new lease on life. She says for the first time in 4 years working at her job, she elected to go back home on her lunch break, which is when she saw someone all alone on the edge of the woods near her house, a young pit bull that she eventually named Lola. She fed Lola what she had at her disposal in the way of pet food, which was just some cat food because she's got some cats back home, before leaving her to finish her day at work, hoping that she would still be there when she got back. She got supplies on her way back to be able to take care of her and found her once again at the edge of the woods, picking her up and taking her immediately to the vet after she found her again. She was treated for a couple different parasites, you know, she had worms, she had fleas, so that kind of stuff, and brought her back home, where they started the process of finding either her owners or a new home altogether, the latter of which is what came to fruition there. Now living her best life on some open acreage, the woman and her husband still go and visit Lola on the farm from time to time, and it's worth noting that these two had just lost their last dog.
Oh, really?
And so Lola kind of helped bridge that gap a little bit there, and so they're kind of...
You know what I like is that, you know, my dog's half pit bull. At Miles, you had, the beagles. He goes, man, all that was cat food. Dog's like, it does not matter what kind of food.
I'm good, man.
I will eat it. If you have a dirty diaper, that's cool.
On that note, Men's Sports, the Mariners did their best to gain some ground in the divisional race over the weekend, but ended up splitting the series with the Angels, putting them at 4 games back of first for the division, and they're currently tied with the Rangers for that third spot in the wild card, so we need to do a little bit better here as we're getting into the second half of the season. What you're going to watch tonight, they shifted down the road just away to Sacramento, where they're taking on the Athletics for a 3-game series. Game 1 will be over en route later on tonight. You've also got some WNBA basketball over on CW with the Storm in action. As far as your weather, clear skies dropping down to 56 tonight, and prepare yourselves for tomorrow there, gents. It's looking like a clear sunny day with a high ride of about 83.
All
that's
right.
That's it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, so we're going to the movie tomorrow with Sit and Spin. The lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bit. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.